Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will take our first question today from Stefan Augustine from Otto. Please go ahead. Okay, Stefan, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can indeed.
Okay. So, good morning. I have one question for you, Mr. Reuter. Actually, as you have been accompanying Mr. Gabriel recently to China, can you give us an indication or a flavor on what might be the mid to long-term idea of Midea with the rest of the free float of KUKA? So do you see there could be a willingness or tendency to use KUKA actually as an investment vehicle? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. You know, I think it is relatively early to ask this question. And in fact, there has been discussion in the last month. Currently, we're focusing really on the takeover and the approval process. And I think the question of the mid to longer term perspective we have to face after the closing. And clearly, we also have the long term running investment agreement between KUKA and Midea. So I think we should now focus on the process and the approvals, and then we can go in detail about the future after closing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. One concerning the strong order inflow in Q3, and especially is it a fair assumption that the strong increase in robotics and systems goes a bit hand in hand with this North American business, so that there have been projects which affect both divisions here? And could you shed a bit more light on the background of this strength? Is this a kind of catch-up effect where we see some investments now executed which have been planned for quite a while, or is this, so to say, kind of end of the modernization process in the North American industry, or is there still more to come over the next quarters here? And second point concerning the planned divestment of this North American aero systems activities, can you elaborate a bit on the size of this business? I have in mind it was 30 million, but obviously just for the military business. So now it's a bigger divestment, quite obviously. And what would be the time frame for this process? Thank you.
Okay, then let me come first to the order intake question. It's mainly, you refer to the U.S., there it's mainly systems orders. But it's a diverse number of customers who are ordering, and it's not only the U.S. It's China too. We had a lot of new projects in China, especially local OEMs. So we see that it is not a one-time effect and not a real catch-up effect. It's because we are close to the customer and we can deliver specific solutions to our customers. So we are positively that we will see further order intake in the future. For example, battery was one of the bigger projects. Then aero, the size of the business you asked, the size of the military part of the aero business is around 30 million. But as Till mentioned earlier, we are selling because it makes more sense for us to sell the whole aero business we have in America, and that is a turnover volume of around 120, 130 million. A at the process, we expect the closing of the sale of the aero business and the Midea closing in the first quarter next year.
Okay, so just to be sure, the 120 to 130 is the whole business, civil and military,
right?
It's not
whole aero, but whole aero U.S.
Whole aero U.S., okay. And to come back to my first question, just I wanted to see if there is a kind of interconnection between robotics orders and systems orders in Q3, or is robotics attributable to different parts, more general industry, but also it was mentioned that automotive was strong here as well.
Yeah, there was general industry was very strong, auto, but you know that in the U.S. our market position is not that strong in robotics. So if you look at the size of the order intake, then it's more system integration. Robotic, we got mainly the orders in Europe and in Asia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Jasko Terzic from Metzler Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, again, a question on the prospective disposal. Could you give us some more details why you decided to sell it? Because you mentioned it is, goes hand in hand. So is it because you have concerns that it will be otherwise refused to be approved? Also relating to that, what would be the relation to the business there after the disposal? Will there be any servicing contracts, or will you be completely out of business then? Second question is on the capital hike issue you were mentioning in the last call. Could you give us an update here, and where are you in the process about a potential capital hike? And also, again, on the order pipeline, could you give us some more lights regarding the auto business? Regional-wise, North America, China, and Europe, what are the drivers behind that, and what makes you confident that you see an improvement? And finally, on Swisslog, could you be more detailed regarding the key drivers in general, and particularly in China, and what your cooperation or closer relationship to Midea might have helped in China?
Okay, let me start with the aerospace question, and then Peter and I are going to complete your question. You know, on the aerospace and the military-related discussion we had, we were intensively looking at how we can develop the business in the future. Is it possible to develop the military and the civil business in parallel, and how to look at the team? And we made the business judgment and also about the potential of the future to sell aerospace or to start the sales process aerospace. And I think it's something where from the business side on judgment call was the right decision to do this. I think on the relationship, once you sell a business, you are out of the business in the U.S. at the first time. And I think we have to see in the future how this relationship can develop with the sold business. On the capital, I think what also mentioned before in the last question was we are now focusing on closing the transaction. 94.5% of all shareholders have tendered their shares, so currently the focus on executing and then on closing the Midea transaction. Clearly, what we do see is that there's still high interest also in today's call. High number of people are interested in KUKA's future and how KUKA is developing, and therefore I think there is a big appetite on KUKA as a potential investment. However, as mentioned, we are going to focus on the closing of the transaction first. Order pipeline, you know, we have a strong pipeline, and I think also seen in the automotive side, we see for automotive U.S. Strong 16 and 17. We see local Chinese companies and automotive companies further investing in China, and in Europe, we are a little bit more stable development, focusing on innovations. But therefore, I think the order pipeline, which you have shown is close to 1 billion, it also shows how we further can grow the business. On Swisslog, key drivers. Swisslog know, you have also seen the latest transaction in the logistics market by Kion and Dematic, and also by Honeywell and Intelligrated. And I think what this shows is that there's a clear trend, and that the topic of logistics and the automation of logistic processes is something which we already have seen 2.5-3 years ago to invest into Swisslog. And it goes hand in hand with two processes. One is how to get goods from to person. So if you have big warehouse, how can you automate the process to get goods from the rack into where people have the pack stations or the lorries? And I think the second part is how can you automate pack goods, for example, in e-commerce? And therefore, we as an automation company see big potential in further automating logistics processes with new customers, but also with existing customers, because we see that logistics is one part, a big part of cost also in the customers we know very well, for example, automotive. So key drivers, automation, next levels, digitization in logistics, and then clearly also geographically big potential in China. And I think today it's still too early to go in details of Midea, but as mentioned, Midea has more than 100 logistics centers for own goods and also for third-party goods. So I think here will be a big potential on the logistics side.
So there were no big orders from Midea in Q3 then, or?
There were no big orders, yes, that's right.
Okay, and could you give us maybe a rough figure for your e-commerce share in Swisslog order intake in Q3?
You mean the logistics part of Swisslog? Then it's 70% of the order intake we had in Swisslog is logistics.
Okay, very helpful. Thank you.
Our next question today comes from Albert von Witzleben from von Witzleben Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Just a quick question on if you could give us an indication when the approval request to CFIUS and DDTC was submitted, as well as when did you start the sales process of Systems Aero North America?
You know, we are in contact with all bodies. We have filed and submitted our approval request, but we don't give details to the process.
Okay.
You again, as a final reminder to ask a question, please press *1. Our next question comes from Patrick Speck from Montega. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions. The first one is on your strong order intake in China. Could you please give us some more information? Where does it come from? Is it from the automotive industry or more from general industries? And my second question is a follow-up on your announced sale of your North American aerospace business. Does this include your whole military business you're operating in, or do you also operate in military businesses in other countries that could be possible deal breakers, maybe?
So the order intake in China is in all the divisions increasing double-digit. In robotics, we had roughly 400 million order intake in China in the first 9 months. That's significantly more than 50% more than in the prior year. And it's double-digit increases in robotics, in systems, and in Swisslog.
I think on the North American question, no. CFIUS and DTTC in the U.S. are both applications, and both authorities focus on activities in the military and security-related sectors in the U.S. So I think for this one, we have the U.S. military-related business, which we're going to sell, which is also the majority of our business in the area of military.
And in other countries, is there, do you also operate in the military business, maybe in Europe?
No, we have only military business in Aero in the U.S.
And a quick follow-up, if I may. Do you think that the whole process could be in any ways affected by the results of the U.S. election? Do you expect any delays to get the approval?
No, as the question from your colleague which had the last question, you know, we have filed at the right time. We are expecting closing in the first quarter. So I think we don't expect an impact by the election.
Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions in the queue at this time, I will hand the conference back over to your host for any closing or additional remarks. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, operator, and thank you very much for participation. If there are further questions left, please contact us and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.